Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What about Christmas at the stadium?
Christmas
opening presents at the tailgate?
I can't tell you.
Bring your own tree?
The absolute worst is 1 o'clock Christmas Day.
1 o'clock Christmas.
The tailgate
is your opening presents at the tailgate.
I would not go to that game. We better not get Christmas. Whenever the schedule comes out. When will the NFL tell us when it is going to come out? We're just like operating.
I know. We don't even know when. Like, can we get that leaked?
Right. It's almost like everyone's like, it's going to be Thursday. And the league hasn't said a thing other than May.
May. Which there are 24 days left of, or 23 days left of.
All right. Somewhere in the next 24 days, the schedule comes out.
You would think tomorrow they would want to release. If Thursday is going to be the full schedule, tomorrow, aren't they going to want to be like, hey, good morning, America, at 8 a.m., tune in to find out what the NFL opener is going to be, or what the first Monday night game is going to be, right? They've done that in the past.
Yeah.
Buck and Aikman would go on Good Morning America
and announce
the Monday night opener would be.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And that would happen like the day before.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe was it the morning of? I thought it usually was the day before, which that would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it's going to be Thursday, if it's going to be Thursday, we need some action today. Probably need to find out today that it's going to be Thursday. I mean, how much can there be left to do in the final 2 days anyway? Like, is it that much of a cram session where you're figuring? It must be, right?
I think so.
Is it because do they wait until after the draft to build the schedule? Like, why? I mean, the season ended 3 months ago. There's a lot to it. And Mike Noor talked about it on Sal's podcast, too. There is so much into it. There's stadium stuff. There's concert scheduling. There's, you know, everything goes into it.
Balance the schedule.
Yeah.
Not too many road games in a row.
Yeah. It's a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to get to. And as soon as we do it, Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Oh, that's right.
So don't forget that.
He's going to pick them to go 10-7 is my guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
They've got some tough games.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe with you here. I learned a little thing about the Bills that, I'm just gonna put this out there, right? So I saw yesterday that projecting the compensatory picks. Have you seen this? This is how
yes.
you...
Yep.
Listen, let's all admit something. When it comes to talking about football and sports, whatever, we're all kind of sick. Here I am telling you about the projected compensatory picks in the 2025 draft.
Yeah. Yep. At the end of these rounds,
by the
way.
It is May 7th. It's
11 months away. In 11 months, they will have a pick at the end of the blank round.
So,
yeah.
One thing I saw, a projection was the Bills will be getting a fourth and a fifth.
Okay.
That's where the projections stand. They get a fourth for Gabe Davis.
Yep.
And a fifth for Leonard Floyd.
Okay.
So, with that in mind, the Bills will have a first, 2 seconds, a third, 3/4, 2/5, 2/6, and a seventh.
That's like right now if right those now, compensatory picks go
through.
If
they get the fourth and the fifth compensatory, that's what they get. That is a ton of... It's 13 picks.
That's insane.
13. They just had 10.
Right.
And they didn't trade up. They used them all. A first, 2 seconds, a third. I think it's 3/4.
Mm-hmm.
2/5, 2/6, and a seventh. And Joe, that can only mean one thing. We're back! We're back!
We will be back.
All right, I'm sorry. But actually, what I wanted to do was...
Well, is it the receiver train, or is it they're going to trade? They're going to trade one of those picks at the trade deadline?
You know, I'm upset you said that, because it sounds like you won't take my bet. I want to put on the bet board on May 7th, Brandon Bean is trading up at next year's draft.
Oh, trading up in next year's draft.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
He's in the first round. He's trading up.
See, I think it's more likely they would trade. They would take one of those fourths, one of those fifths, and insert receiver name that we're talking about in November or in October, and they're going to trade for one at the deadline.
Well, the deadline is a real possibility. That many picks.
Because especially if they're good, like they should be at least good, and their receiving room, the way it works out is what a lot of us are worried about, which is... not that great. Shakir, Samuel, Coleman. All right. Like, they're not getting what they want out of it. And it's clear that they're not getting what they want out of it. And it's week 7. And they're 4-3. And they've got all those picks. Someone's available. And they would, I think, almost certainly be in that ballgame.
Sure.
As much as anybody else would.
I think that's possible.
The Titans stink, and now they're going to trade DeAndre Hopkins at the deadline with 1 year left in his contract.
Right.
Like, aren't the Bills in that ballgame?
Well, there are a lot of conversations that come off of the idea that they could have 13 picks. They had 10 last year. Let's say they take all 13. That is 23 draft picks.
It's half your team.
That is a team in transition.
Yeah.
But I would bet you right now they trade up next year. I don't even know I can't name the players or the board. I don't know where they're picking. I don't care. You know what, Brandon Bean? He traded down and did the responsible thing, and then he went and he sat in his office for 3 hours by himself and consoled himself that he didn't trade up, because he loves to trade up too much that he finally traded down and he got everybody off his back, and he can't wait to trade up. He's going to trade up.
Why didn't he do it this year then?
Because he had to prove to... No, because they couldn't get up there.
It's the same theory, though, right? Like, they had a million picks, and there were receivers in this draft.
Because they didn't want to pay the price. That's the case in every trade, not trading up scenario. But I think the Bills, they don't trade up when they think the price isn't right. They don't think trading up is a bad idea. They won't do it if it's too expensive. And there are some... Listen,
but man, it's expensive.
The entire NFL community of draft pundits will tell you trading up is always bad. Doesn't matter the price, it's always bad, which I don't agree with. It can't always be bad. There have to be some scenarios where it's a good idea. But okay, he didn't do it. He's going to want to do it. And with all these picks, you know, you mentioned the deadline. I mean, I don't even need to talk about receiver at the deadline. Last year at the deadline, they traded for the number one corner on the team.
Right. Yeah,
and all it cost them was sliding from the third to the fifth.
Right.
That's what happened with the Rasul Douglas trade. So the NFL trade deadline has been more active in the last 5, 6, 7 years than it had ever been before that. And here are the Bills with 13 draft picks. If there's somebody out there, if there's a, you know, you could make it about a receiver, you could make it about an offensive lineman, you could
or
make
defensive
it about,
end.
You could make it about a defensive end, yeah. Right? Like, whoever is going to get moved because his contract's about to be up, the Bills have called and they want to go. I mean, Von Miller got traded at the deadline to the Rams and they won the Super Bowl.
Hey, there was I got to find where it was, because it's definitely reckless on my part just to mention it. But I saw a rumor yesterday that the Cowboys are, I think the term was wearing thin with Micah Parsons act.
Let's go. Wearing thin with Micah Parsons act. Get him. Oh, please. Please send someone with an act here. I'd be happy to have them.
Yeah, I'll find who said that. A lot of that, though, the receiver part of it, It's going to come down to what Keon Coleman does, right? If he can't play, if he cannot get open, and he's not as good in contested catches as we think, and it's just not working, it's Treylon Burks 2.0. A lot of comparisons to that guy.
Which, by the way, he might be on the move soon.
Yeah, he probably is going to be.
Because if they sign Tyler Boyd, then they probably trade.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Treylon Burks. The comparison there
they,
is that...
Wait, did they sign Boyd or did they not?
Not yet.
Okay, but they're also visiting with Zay Jones.
Yes.
So whether one of the two, like they're looking to bring in another receiver, the Titans. And they already have Hopkins and they already have Ridley. So yeah, Burks will probably be available for super cheap. But let's say that Coleman kind of goes that way where there's just not, it's not that impressive. And all of, he's polarizing. All of the people that think this guy can't play the X, like he's going to be a big slot guy. You try to play him in the X, it's not going to go well. That's what happened with Burks in Tennessee. And they do it, and it doesn't work. Where are we in a year? There's a higher level of desperation, and I know fans are not the ones making the decision. It'll be a lot tougher to sell people on, well, we'll just sit and wait till the end of the first round again, and we'll just pick our guy there. Like, you thought the noise about trading up was loud this year. If they had just picked a guy in Keon Coleman and it doesn't work and you're back in the same spot a year later, it will feel like, well, now you've got to do it.
Well, there's no way. I'll eat these words. There's no way that after 1 year we're saying Keon Coleman didn't work.
It could.
There's just no way. There's no way that, again, Treylon Burks didn't work. He didn't play with Josh Allen. No matter how you could get a receiver that's not very good or limited, and Josh Allen, we say we'll bring the best out of that player. He gives him the opportunity. Listen,
well, what if he can't earn a spot on the field?
He's gonna get on the field.
Kyrie Elam didn't get on the field.
He's gonna get on the field.
Kyrie Elam got beat out by a 6th round rookie. What happens if Tyrell Shavers beats out Keon Coleman?
He's not going to. That's it. He's not going to.
He probably won't.
There is no way. Keon Coleman doesn't get on the field.
All I'm saying is the same thing happened at corner 2 years ago.
Sure.
Would anyone have said there's any way that their 6th round corner was going to beat out their 1st round and corner in May?
And the corner they took before that was a perennial All-Pro in the first round. There's no reason. I see no reason to make a comparison between Keon Coleman and...
Well, I'm saying is like that Elam showed up to camp and they probably looked at it and said, whoa, what is happening here? He's not getting it. What happens if Coleman shows up to camp and it's just like, uh-oh, not good?
It won't happen. Here's another reason why. One, if it's not working on the outside, they'll put him in the slot.
They've got.
I know they do.
They can't put him in the slot.
Yes, they can.
Because then Shakir's not on the field. And Samuel's playing out of position.
They'll play one of them outside or they'll trade for somebody. There's no way that Keon Coleman is already decided to not work 1 year in. Two reasons. One, they can move him to the slot. The other reason is one of his really, really good traits is off-script stuff. I bet Keon Coleman has 500 yards of off-script yards this year. Just off-script. Just Allen running around and winging it down to the giant tall guy who's going to jump into the sky. 500, let's make a bet. Put it on the bet board. 500 sky yards.
500 yes. sky yards?
Yes.
Air yards, right?
No.
Sky yards.
I want sky yards.
Wait, what's the difference here we're making?
The receiver is leaping for the catch.
Okay. He's jumping in the air.
They're going to play tall ball.
Next-gen stats on that.
He is... Forget contested catch. Okay, if it's a battle for a ball, contested catch is a catch-all term for a different, whatever, for a kind of catch. If he's jumping over a corner and cleanly on top of the guy where, you know, those receivers make that trash talk move where they say the corner's small, you're too small.
Yeah.
Keon Coleman's going to do that to a bunch of guys this year, too small. And it's going to be fine. I don't know that he's going to be great or be blossoming into a number one. I don't have an expectation for that, but he's not bad. He can do certain things.
We don't know, though, right?
He's not great at separating, but some guys have succeeded without separating. Like, I am in between this won't work, which I think it will work, and, like, listen, I've seen a few maybe overzealous Bills fans just expecting everybody to step into everybody else's role. Like, Khalil Shakir is the new Diggs. Like, that is not his job.
Right.
That is not what he does. Khalil Shakir is the new Beasley. And he might be a much better Beasley, a Beasley with yards after catch, like jackpot. And I don't know what they have in Curtis Samuel. There's reason to think that might work. But all this started with an idea about they have 13 picks and what they're going to do.
Right.
But I just think there's any way. They won't let Keon Coleman fail. Josh Allen can't let Keon Coleman fail. Allen didn't pick Kyir Elam. Allen told them to go get this guy. But
Allen doesn't have to be right that he's actually good.
No, but Allen's going to give him opportunities to a point where they have to keep him on the field.
But that to me could emphasize more. It depends, right? Like, Allen could lose faith in him. Allen could lose trust in him very early on. What if he's not catching anything? What if he's Quentin Johnston? Allen's going to keep throwing him the football all season? If we're 6 weeks in and we're going, this guy stinks. They're going to keep throwing him the football for the next 12 weeks while they're trying to win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Then that's insane.
They're a team in transition. I don't know.
I'm just saying there are examples that guys show up right away in the league at receiver and they can't play.
And they don't often play with Josh Allen. The case of Quentin Johnston, he is behind both Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Eckler on the depth chart of targets. Keon Coleman is where on the depth chart of targets? Maybe third? He's protected a little bit, just like Quentin Johnston was protected a little bit. In a case where, like Kyir Elam, you needed him to be your number one or number two boundary corner, he couldn't do it. That's a one-on-one matchup all the time, and you got somebody better. In the case of Keon Coleman, I mean...
That's what I mean. Like, what do they say if they look at it, both players, they look at Mac Hollins in training camp or early on in the season and say, like, yeah, we're a team in transition, but what do we do if Mac Hollins looks like he's a better player for us? One, we're in big trouble because we just spent a second-round pick on Keon Coleman. But two, what do we think they do in that spot? I mean, I don't think they're a team that doesn't like to play rookies, but what I think they do in their spot, I think they play Mac Hollins.
Well, I think
I
don't know about stretching this. You're working to find the literal worst-case scenario.
But I think that is possible.
Of course, the worst-case scenario is possible, as is the best-case scenario.
I think he's a receiver with a lot of downside, especially the way they're planning to use him. I think there's a ton... There is no floor. The floor is the bare minimum of nothing for getting a lot out of this player. I just don't think... that it has to go well. I think it could go terribly. It could go great. He could be really good. And then in a year, I mean, that's part of this exercise too. In 1 year, if he has 900 yards as a rookie and 8 touchdowns, then I don't see the need to trade up for a receiver nearly as much. But if he's Jalen Reagor or Treylon Burks or Quentin Johnston, one of these guys that a lot of people thought had problems coming into the NFL, and those problems came to fruition, if that's Coleman, then I'm going to be just as desperate to see them pick a receiver next year or invest big in it as I would this year.
But every single receiver drafted around there had, finger quotes, problems. Every one of them.
But some of those guys' problems are different than others, right?
The problems are different, but they're
Coleman's
there problems,
Like the problems Coleman has are often the ones that get you sunk, right? You've got to be so good at contested catch situations if you're not going to be able to get open. And he's that we don't know that also by him. I'm playing out this hypothetical, not knowing if he'll be able to separate in the NFL. But we do know he couldn't do it in college.
Well, if you're playing out worst-case scenarios, why don't you just throw something out like, what if Josh gets hurt week one?
But that
that's a worst-case scenario. Shouldn't we just be
But that's an injury that's just that's different. Coleman, there is an unknown factor with Coleman.
Sure. Same way there is with Cole Bishop. Same way there is with Xavier Worthy, with A.D. Mitchell. Same way there is with Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, but Coleman is their investment, their big investment at receiver. And right, like that.
Right,
for Coleman,
right.
It has to work more than it does for Cole Bishop, right? Because it's safety. And you've got other guys that you just brought in on one-year deals that we thought they were fine anyway at safety. If Coleman doesn't work, they're in big trouble. I don't feel that way about any other rookie.
You think they're deeper at safety than receiver? Or they just
I just don't think safety matters as much.
Yeah, well, for this defense, it does. It does for McDermott. It has quite a bit.
But we've seen what it looks like when you're not good enough at receiver. Safety, they've actually not been that good at safety the last 2 years, and they've been still a top 10 defense.
803-0550. Mark, we'll get your call on the other side. Josh is telling us we got to go. We got to break. I'd like to hear what Mark has to say, though. So, Mark, stick with us. Anybody else? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. All this from just telling you the Bills had 13 picks next year.
Yes.
It's supposed to be good news.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.